You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Ready with a trending report. Lots of stuff trending. Let's get to it quickly. Sports Nuggets won last night on the road. They went into Portland and won by a point. Now they're back home for a game tomorrow night at Ball Arena against the Jazz.
Skiddly-deet.
Wouldn't it be funny if the Utah Jazz... First of all, they shouldn't be called the Utah Jazz. It's a stupid name for that team.
Skiddly-deet.
But wouldn't it be funny if they ran out for the warm-ups and they did jazz hands?
Yeah, jazz hands. The mascot's a giant, like, saxophone.
But if you go to Ball Arena tonight, the ice will be down because the Avs are playing a game against the Rangers. The Avs need a win, I'll tell you that. They've been going through a rocky time.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Speaking of tough times, the Broncos have to take on Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs this Sunday. It was supposed to be the big primetime Sunday night game, but because the Broncos are sucking this year, they flexed it to a 2 o'clock kickoff. So if you got tickets this weekend, at least you got nice weather. That's what we were talking about a moment ago.
Yeah, it'll be a great game. It'll be a wonderful time, I'm sure.
Yeah, just go have fun. WNBA star Brittany Griner is free from that Russian prison. They did a swap of prisoners. A lot of people are upset over the swap because the guy we let go, his nickname is the Merchant of Death. He's an arms dealer.
Quite a nickname.
Brittany Griner is in prison for being, you know, allegedly having a small amount of drugs on her. And this guy is an arms dealer who is responsible for the deaths of a lot of people.
Doesn't seem like a fair trade.
Not a fair trade.
It really doesn't, does
it? So there are a lot of people who are pretty upset about the way that went down. But the good news is that Brittany Griner is home.
Hooray.
That's good. What else is going on? Here's an interesting story out of Canada. There's a judge up there. In fact, it's the such and such courts, and it's a superior court in Quebec that is allowing a class action lawsuit to continue against Epic Games. It's a video game maker. They're the people who make Fortnite. And all of these parents got together and filed a class action lawsuit. Many thought it would get thrown out because their claim is just that the video game is addictive. And people are like, well, no duh. But the court is saying this lawsuit can move forward, and that would be landmark if these people win, and then the Fortnite people have to pay because their game
like
is
this.
Addictive.
I don't like this. All video games are addictive.
I tend to agree, buddy. But they're starting. What they're trying to do is they're comparing it to how cigarette makers knew that cigarettes were addictive, but they didn't warn people enough.
Right.
So I guess what they're trying to say is that kids are spending all of this extra money on the skins that you can get for the game,
different characters,
and things like that.
And the maps are huge.
Yeah, and they say it's addictive, and so that Epic Games should pay for that.
Why don't you just sue the parents? Because these parents aren't putting time limits on these things. They're not parenting.
What are you doing trying
to
do common sense? What is wrong with you?
Right?
You don't do common sense anymore.
Just put it on the parents.
January is going to roll around. A lot of people will have imbibed a lot. Like we were just talking with, what was her name? Kim, who called us, and
she fell on the floor.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people try doing something they call a dry January, where they just completely refrain from all alcohol. Well, now there's a big movement for people to, instead of doing a dry January, to do a dry-ish January.
Okay, I like this. Maybe one beer a week, maybe two tops.
You know, moderation
three
is good.
Three tops.
Unless you've got a problem, moderation is good. So good luck with your dry-ish January. I got some news for nerds for you on a Friday. One is up at CU Boulder. They use lasers and cameras to show just how many foul water droplets are ejected from a public toilet when you flush it. And the answer is more than you even want to know.
We've known this for years. Why do we need a study on this? There's fecal flying in the air everywhere.
Well, they've known that it fecal flies, but what they didn't know was how far, how fast, how long it hangs around.
How far that fecal flies?
The fecal flies about 5 feet.
Ah, that's frustrating.
Fee-fi-fo-fum. And it just lingers.
I think part of the problem is the flush power now in some of these toilets. We've got toilets here at the office that it will suck you down if you're not too careful. You don't want to get your shirt caught in the toilet. It'll bring you down. They're really powerful. They're jet powered, and it's blowing poop everywhere.
Yeah, wear your mask when you go into the bathroom, I guess.
Just hold it. Just hold it and go home. Go at home.
Yeah. Run outside and go behind a tree. I don't know. Speaking of trees, is your Christmas tree affecting your health? It is affecting, apparently, the air quality in your house. Now, and this is whether you've got a real tree or a fake tree. The real Christmas trees are putting out these things known as VOCs, volatile organic compounds, like the scent that you get off your pine tree. That's caused by a reaction of various VOCs, but this also can lead to headaches, eye irritation, respiratory infections. They say with real Christmas trees, you're bringing in mold and other dangerous contaminants.
Dang.
Some people got a real buzzkill around Christmas.
Worst Christmas ever.
Artificial trees contain all sorts of chemicals and irritants like plastic, PVCs, and things called phthalates. What are you supposed to do? They say, well, if you can, keep a window open as much as possible near your tree.
Yeah.
That's really nice when it's like 7 below 0. Yeah.
Put a window in the bathroom, too, for the fecal.
So there's your major Christmas buzz kill for the season. Your tree is trying to kill you. What else is trending?
Hawaii is trending this morning. I guess they are having a big influx of visitors thanks to those volcanoes that are erupting right now. And the native Hawaiians are quite upset by this because the people coming in to make their little ticky-talky videos and their Instagram posts are bringing marshmallows with them, and they're throwing marshmallows into the lava. And here's
people, quit being so stupid.
Here is the mayor of Hawaii's Big Island talking about it.
We have seen some stuff on social media where people are bragging about going out there, putting marshmallows up by the flow. That's just really disrespectful for all Hawaiians, for us as a culture. And, you know, that's terrible stuff.
I get it. Well, I see both sides of it. Don't you?
What possible?
I see it's disrespectful. It's disrespectful, but it's kind of funny putting marshmallows out there. It's like a big campfire, you know. I see it.
I can't get on board with people.
I don't want you to get on board.
Putting marshmallows down.
It is disrespectful. The only thing you're supposed to throw into volcanoes is virgins, right?
That's what they say.
Where's our engineer? Jason, let's go to Hawaii.
You set me up good with that one, man. I gotta say, you set me up good.
Disney is trending this morning. Walt Disney World, Florida, once again raising admission prices on their tickets. They just did this like in October, and now everyone's like, WTF, they're doing it again?
How much now?
You could pay up to $200 for getting into the main Disney park now. It's very complicated. It's very confusing. They have different pricing tiers. And then different tiers for each park, and then times of day. It's a pain in the butt. But the bottom line, Disney raising prices yet again to get into the park. So family of four,
$800.
What?
I don't go.
You don't go. I know. I went to Disney this summer. It was.
Listen, Jeremy, you cannot put a price on those memories that you got.
I will say it was good memories. It was a lot of fun. It was great watching the kids, but it is far from magical. I think I even said that when I was there to Nicole. I was like, when does the magic start?
But
the kids loved it. The kids loved it.
As soon as you get in the car and drive back to your hotel.
God, I tell you what, man. Here's some more Christmas stuff. If you're looking for a unique baby name, something with a little Christmas flair to it, you might want to listen to this. There's a site in the UK called Find My Past. They went through 14 billion historical documents from the past 500 years, and they were just looking for people with festive holiday-themed names. And over the past 500 years, people have been named Turkey, Chestnut, Reindeer, Tinsel, Mistletoe.
Tinsel, I like that, actually.
Yeah, those are two separate things. It wasn't Tinsel, Mistletoe, but Tinsel or Mistletoe.
I wonder, would Tinsel Testa be good for
Tinsel Testa? Yes!
For a daughter?
Oh my God, that's beautiful. Wow.
Shut up.
No. Here's the fun ones. 579 people were named Snowman. 284 kids were named Nutcracker. Nutcracker Testa. And another 23 poor little kids were named Eggnog. That grow up to be grown-ass adults with the name Eggnog. hey, my name's Eggnog. Shut up. No, it's not. Isn't that funny? Mickey D's is trending this morning. They just released their annual report on the most popular menu items from the past, I think it was like 9 months or a year or something like that. French fries, cheeseburgers, McChickens, they all made the list. Fries were number one in all 50 states. People love their Mickey D's fries.
No surprise.
Here's the stat that jumped out at us, though. Says thousands of people, about 5,000 to be exact, ordered Big Macs or McNuggets at least 100 times. And that was using the app from January 1st through October 6th, 100 Big Macs, so, which is, you do the math, beep, boop, bop, boop, what is that?
They said in that nine-month period, it works out to these people getting at least 3 Big Macs every week.
Mm. Yum, 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 yum. That's wow. Too many. That's too many Big Macs.
We talked just about a month or so ago. I have not had a Big Mac in 25, 30 years, maybe.
How come? You just don't do it.
But the funny thing is,
you can't say why.
I can look back. I can look back and say, the last time I had one is like, it's good.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
I'm not saying it's gourmet. I mean, I'm going to get text messages now. I thought you liked
it. It's a burger. I mean, yeah, it's a burger.
I'm just saying,
whatever.
I mean, a Big Mac, if you're being honest, I mean, it tastes good. Why do you think they've sold billions of them?
It's more about the fries. If you're getting the meal deal, I want the fries more than the Big Mac.
I'm wondering if my next cheat meal should be to break down and go get a flipping Big Mac.
You should, man. You should.
You know,
why not? Why not?
One time? I think one every 30 years.
You're not doing it three times a week. There, Tinsel Testa.
That's pretty wild, these people.
Yeah, it is pretty nutty, isn't it?
I'll tell you what. You have that one now. I won't say it.
Yeah, you better not. Big Macs are delicious. Thanks for playing. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
You can't say why you're not eating three a week. You know, it's like, find our clickbait on our Facebook page. It's so much fun. Just search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a link to a story. It's a Frontier Airlines flight from Orlando to Knoxville. It was canceled on Sunday, and everyone's standing around. They're like, oh, my God, how do we get back to Knoxville? So 13 random passengers rented a van together, and they went on a pretty darn epic 650-mile road trip together. They took turns driving. Looks like they had a blast. They documented it all on the Tiki Talkie.
That's fun.
And it's turned into quite the story, all these strangers just hitting the road together. It's like a lot of fun.
I have questions about this because I like it. But it kind of sounds like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles times 13.
A little
13.
Bit. A little bit, yeah.
But what size of van was this to have 13 people
and luggage?
Bags?
Yeah, it's one of those big cargo vans that has like four or five rows in it.
Oh, okay.
And
then
big,
room
big
in the back,
jamma.
All the bags?
It is so, it's got like reality TV show written all over this. I feel like somebody's going to take this and run with it and get 13 strangers in a van and do it again for TV. So, anyway, it's a fun story. Facebook, Dom and Jeremy. Check it out.
Clickbait.